It's okay. Hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions. It is, what's today? Wednesday morning. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through
all the wisdom literature.
That's right. He's sitting fine. You're good. All right. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee or tea? We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your word. We pray now that as we get into the psalm, that you would teach us of your great works, the wondrous things you've done, that we might have faith and love you with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Psalm 18. Let's find that here. Psalms is right in the middle of the Bible, right, guys? Okay, here we go. Psalm 18. This is a long one, so I'm going to need you guys to read with me and read loud, okay? So we'll just do paragraph by paragraph. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, go ahead, Deborah.
I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust.
My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Can you scoot your legs away? Thank you. Go ahead, Bubba. That's a weird word. Pangs.
The pangs of death shun me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of
Sheol, yep.
Surround me. The snares of my death confronted me. In my distress, I call upon the Lord and cry out to my God.
All right, so then. So Sheol means like the grave, right? He cried from the grave. He heard my voice, and from his temple my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. You hear that? What did the earth do?
Shook and trembled.
The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils, and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret palace. His canopy around him was dark waters, and thick clouds in the skies. For the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. Deborah, you want to read that part?
The Lord thundered from the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance.
And he vanquished them.
The channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils.
Do you want me to put this over there so it doesn't spill? Okay, we'll put that next to my coffee. Oh, you want that next to the coffee, too? Okay. There we go. All right, Nathan, you can read the next part.
The Lord rewarded.
Oh, sorry. He sent.
He sent from above. He took me out of my many waters. He delivered me from strong enemies, from those who had hated me. For they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my support. He also brought me into a broad place. He delivered she liked in me.
The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. Can you read the next paragraph, Deborah? With me the merciful. Down. Keep going. See, with the merciful.
You will show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. With the
devious, yeah.
Devious, and you will show yourself
shrewd.
For you will save humble people, but will bring down haughty lords.
Nathan, can you read 28-30? For you will
light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For you I shall run against a troop. As by my God, I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him.
Wow, look at that. All of God's ways are what?
Perfect.
Perfect. And the word of the Lord is what?
Pure.
Proven. Proven. And God is a what? God is a shield. Good. God is a shield. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bronze bow. Go ahead, Deborah, you can read the next part, 35 and 36.
You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great.
You enlarge
my path under me so my feet do not slip.
Okay, Nathan? Oh, that's a big, huge part. You want me to read that part, or you want to read it? 37-42.
I can read it.
Okay.
I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither I
turned
back again till they were destroyed.
I have wounded them
so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have
subdued
under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so I have destroyed those who hated me, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust of the winds. I cast them out like dirt in the street.
Wow, what's David saying there? What did he do to his enemies?
Destroyed them.
He destroyed them, that's right.
And wounded them.
That's right. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. Sorry, I lost my spot there. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from from their hideouts. Oh, here's a great part. Ready? Go ahead, Deborah, verse 46.
The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. He also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name.
That's right. Who is David taking joy in, Daniel?
God.
He's taking joy in God, right? The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Right? Okay. Nathan, go ahead and read verse 50. Great. Stay away from your sister. Great.
Great deliverance he gives to kings and shows mercy to his anointed, to David, his
descendants.
Forevermore.
All right, there we go. All right, what do you guys think? What do you think we should do in response to that? That was a big, huge psalm. What's David talking about?
God destroys his enemies.
That's right, God destroying his enemies. Who's the biggest enemy that God has destroyed? Satan. That's right. Has God defeated death? Mm-hmm. How did he defeat death?
Defeating Satan.
By defeating Satan, by defeating the curse of death, by conquering it in who?
Satan.
No, who was the victor over it?
David.
No, God, not David.
God.
The second person of the Godhead. Jesus. Jesus conquered sin and death, right? Jesus conquered our great foe. And so we can trust in God, our rock. We can say that our Lord should be exalted. Why don't we go ahead and pray? This is a really long one. God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your word. We pray, Father, that we would exalt in you, that we would love you with all of our heart. Thank you for conquering our enemy, death and sin. Lord, we pray that we would live to righteousness and that we might exalt you and rest in you, our rock. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you today. May you be filled with peace. May you walk in the joy of Jesus Christ. And we'll see you tomorrow. Can you guys say bye?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Here, I'll grab that. Go ahead and shut it off, bud. See you guys tomorrow.